Milli Vanilli, the controversial pop duo composed of Fab Morvan and Rob Pilatus, became infamous for their lip-syncing scandal in the early 1990s. After the scandal broke, they faced public backlash, and their Grammy Award for Best New Artist was revoked. Despite the controversy, the duo sought redemption and aimed to prove their musical talent with a new album titled Back and in Attack. However, this comeback attempt was never released, and the project remains shrouded in mystery. This is Land of the Lost, Back and in Attack. In the late 1980s, Milli Vanilli skyrocketed to fame with hits like Girl You Know It's True, Blame It on the Rain, and Girl I'm Gonna Miss You. Their debut album, Girl You Know It's True, became a massive success, selling millions of copies worldwide. The duo's energetic performances and catchy pop tracks captivated audiences, and they quickly became international pop sensations. However, their success was short-lived. In 1990, it was revealed that Morvan and Pilatus had not sung a single note on their album. The real vocalists were session singers, and Morvan and Pilatus had been lip-syncing during their live performances. The revelation led to a massive scandal, and the duo's career came crashing down. Determined to prove themselves as legitimate artists, Morvan and Pilatus began working on a new album in the mid-1990s. This album, tentatively titled Back and in Attack, was intended to showcase their actual singing abilities and rebuild their tarnished reputation. The duo collaborated with producers and songwriters to create a collection of tracks that would distance them from the scandal and highlight their talents. The album's content was rumored to include a mix of pop, dance, and R&B tracks, with lyrics addressing their rise, fall, and hopes for redemption. Some reports suggest that the duo was genuinely invested in the project, eager to make a fresh start and regain the trust of their fans. Unfortunately, the comeback album was never completed or released. Rob Pilatus struggled with substance abuse and legal troubles following the scandal. On April 2, 1998, just as the duo was preparing to relaunch their careers, Pilatus was found dead in a hotel room in Frankfurt, Germany, from a drug overdose. His death effectively ended any hopes of the album's release. Back and in Attack remains one of the great what-ifs in music history. While a few tracks from the project have reportedly surfaced online, the full album has never been officially released. The unreleased album has since become a subject of intrigue among fans and music historians, who wonder what could have been if Milli Vanilli had been able to make a successful comeback. The story of Back and in Attack serves as a reminder of the pressures and challenges that artists face in the music industry, as well as the complexities of redemption and legacy. While Milli Vanilli's original success was built on deception, their desire to prove themselves as real artists through this lost album adds a layer of tragedy to their story.